Ghana has expressed her solidarity with Guinea in her battle with a multinational company that has taken over the country's vast natural resources. President Mahama, who gave the assurance at a state banquet in honor of the visiting Guinean President Professor Alpha Condé, said Ghana stands solidly by Guinea and will lend her support to ensure that she takes back what is lawfully hers. Professor Alpha Condé is on a two-day working visit to Ghana and was the special guest at Ghana's 57th Independence Anniversary Parade. The state banquet was attended by the Vice President, Kwesi Bekwe, Mr. Alpha, and his wife Matilda, Speaker of Parliament Do Ajahu, Chief of Staff Prosper Bani, members of the Diplomatic Corps, and service chiefs. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
On this occasion of this state banquet in his honor, it is my honor, pleasure, and privilege to ask all of you to rise and take your glasses and drink a deep toast in honor of our visiting guest, Professor Alpha Condé, President of the Republic of Guinea. Cheers.
Ghana and Guinea go way back in the 1950s. That country served as refuge for Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, when he was overthrown in a coup in 1966. During that time, Guinea's first president, Ahmed Sékou Touré, made Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah a co-president. This friendship and show of solidarity was solidified further when Dr. Kwame Nkrumah named one of his sons after Guinea's first president, Ahmed Sékou Touré. Not only does Guinea and Ghana belong to ECOWAS, but both have rich natural resources. It is in line with this that President Mahama and his brother Alpha Condé co-chaired a forum on responsible mining on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. In his toast, President Mahama acknowledged Guinea's unfailing friendship over the years. Guinea is currently in a legal struggle with a multinational company which has virtually taking over the country's vast natural resources. President Mahama is of the view that Africa must stand up against external forces that seek to rob her and citizens of their possessions.
Some of the problems we face in our extractive industry are the same. And even as I speak, President Condé's government is locked in a battle with a big multinational that has taken a huge exploration license over vast mineral resources in Guinea and left the people of Guinea impoverished. And I wish to assure President Condé that we stand in solidarity with him in his fight to get for the people of Guinea what is their lawful right.
Guinean President Professor Alpha Condé espoused Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's vision to see a united Africa. He urged patriotic Africans to visit Ghana and learn from her progress. He spoke through an interpreter.
His Excellency often shares with his other African president brothers the fact that everybody should read President Nkrumah's book called Africa Must Unite. Because reading this book gives everybody a sense of how visionary President Nkrumah was at the time. Everything that he was warning us against, if Africa was to not unite, has actually become a reality. His Excellency has a prayer and a wish. It's that one day all will be able to look upon the legacy of President Mahama and say, yes, here is another Nkrumah for Ghana.
Guinea hopes to learn from Ghana's thriving pineapple industry as that of the country has dwindled down with time.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.